And the other reason it's kind of urgent is because it's not just happening in the US, it's happening all over the world. In India, poor women are learning English faster than their male counterparts in order to staff the new call centers that are growing in India. In China, a lot of the opening up of private entrepreneurship is happening because women are starting businesses, small businesses, faster than men. And here's my favorite example, which is in South Korea. Over several decades, South Korea built one of the most patriarchal societies we know about. They basically enshrine the second-class status of women in the civil code. And if women failed to birth male children, they were basically treated like domestic servants. And sometimes family would pray to the spirits to kill off a girl child so they could have a male child. But then over the 70s and 80s, the South Korean government decided they wanted to rapidly industrialize. And so what they did was they started to push women into the workforce. Now, they've been asking a question since 1985. How strongly do you prefer a firstborn son? And now look at the chart. That's from 1985 to 2003. How much do you prefer a firstborn son? So you can see that these economic changes really do have a strong effect on our culture. Now, because we haven't fully processed this information, it's kind of coming back to us in our pop culture in these kind of weird and exaggerated ways, where you can see that the stereotypes are changing. And so we have, on the male side, what one of my colleagues likes to call the Omega males popping up, who are the males who are romantically challenged losers who can't find a job. And they come up in lots of different forms. So we have here the perpetual adolescent.